Then, when the great retreat into the kingdom of God has taken place, when one has reached the level of perfection and does not have to return to an earthly life, then, when one also finds one's dual again, when the highest development has been achieved, then the bond to the spiritual parents has become bright and meaningful again, while everything else that was necessary for development has lost its importance. In bliss, one then resumes contact with one's spiritual parents, which may then make this bond shine more brightly again. Because it will always be precisely that which is meaningful at the moment that shines forth. Experience report of the Ascending Spirit being Matthews and answers to questions from Spirit Teacher Joseph by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Court in Caldenstress, Zurich. Original, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geistige Welt. Next case. September 4, 1963, Philip, accidental death in the mountains. The wonderful care of the angels for deserving returnees who die a sudden death. Control Spirit. God bless you. I am the control. Dear brothers and sisters, a spirit is speaking to you again. He bears the name Philip. We have adapted this story, which is now given to you, to today's events. Footnote. Philip's report was specially selected by the spiritual world at the time with regard to the plane crash near the 1/4 natal occurrency SEH, Canton Argor, on the morning of September 4, 1963. End of footnote. So may God bless you, give his blessing and the power of enlightenment for this hour. God bless you. Philip, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, my names are Felix and Philip. But I would rather just be called Philip, because our brother who is in control is called Felix, and so I would like to be called Philip for you. Dear brothers and sisters, I just want to briefly touch on the life I have lived. I lived with my wife and children and my parents. I had to support my parents, provide for their daily bread. I did it gladly, I loved my parents. We lived together with my parents in a beautiful, harmonious relationship. I always guided strangers, accompanied them up the mountains. And once I climbed a high mountain all by myself, and from that mountain I fell down, fell to my death, as you say. Now I would like to talk about my life in the spiritual realm of God. The first thing I heard was, "He is dead, we must take care of him." Those were the words I first heard, "He is dead." And I thought, am I really dead? Why can I hear that? I still didn't know in what form, in what way life would continue after death. I also felt a little dazed. But then a hand stroked my forehead, over my eyes, and someone said to me, "Philip, don't you know me? I'm Franzi." I felt as if I was waking up from a deep sleep. Yes, I saw this Franzi, but I was just too tired. I couldn't think or speak. But then Franzi said, "I'll stay with you now, and I'll accompany you and guide you. You know, you've now said goodbye to the earthly realm, now you're in the kingdom of God. Life goes on, Philip. Look at me, you know me." And he kept trying to stroke my forehead back and forth with his hand. Then it suddenly became clear to me, really, Franzi was standing next to me. And so I said to him, "What, you're here too?" "Oh yes, I remembered, he had died too." He shook me and said, "Of course, I'm here too, and the others are here too. Grandfather is here, you'll see him soon. And you'll probably meet many more people you know, just wait. Lean on my arm a little, I'll guide you." I looked at myself and thought, haven't I broken my legs, my arms and my spine? I slipped, I fell, I knew. But can I really still stand upright? I just thought that, and Franzi saw it and said, "Oh, you haven't broken your legs, neither your hands nor your back. You're healthy, your spirit is healthy, Philip, wake up." Oh yes, I wanted to wake up, and I looked around. It felt like I was being carried away. I looked in front of my feet, and it felt like the ground was running away from under my feet. Yes, I made walking movements, but they weren't that fast, but I had the feeling that the ground was fleeing. And so Franzi went with me into the new world. He said to me, "Look a little to the right." And then I saw three beautifully dressed figures. I didn't know them, and I asked Franzi, "Who is it then?" "I don't know them." "Yes, of course there are many here that you don't know. You know, they'll talk to you." And so I asked him, "Should I be afraid of them?" "Yes, you know, they're the judges, they'll judge you like everyone else. They're the judges, but you don't need to be afraid. Come and say hello to them." Yes, at Franzi's instigation I dared to say hello to them. I held out my hand to them and they took it, but their faces didn't change. They stood there like pillars, and yet they were so beautiful. But they didn't talk to me. And then I suddenly woke up. I looked in all directions and suddenly I heard different voices, and one of them called out, "Take him to the hospital right away, take him to the hospital. I know what it's like. It's not good if you don't take people like that to the hospital right away. He fell, he needs to go to the hospital." And then someone approached me again and said, "It's better if you go to the hospital first." "To the hospital?" I asked Franzi, "What am I supposed to do in the hospital? I haven't broken my hands or arms, I don't need to go to the hospital." "Oh yes," said Franzi, "it's probably better for you if we take you to the hospital." Then some people came up to me again and offered to do me a favor. They would accompany me and they were ready to help me, if I needed anything. I should just let them know, they didn't live far from the hospital. I should just visit them, they would do me any favor. They were all so obliging. But they told me to go to the hospital. And Franzi turned away a little and spoke a few words to one of these three beautifully dressed figures, which I couldn't understand. He wanted to make sure whether I really belonged in the hospital or not. Then these three also gave their consent. I saw it, I should go to the hospital. Well, I let everything happen to me. I was a stranger, a new world suddenly opened up for me. And so they took me to the hospital, although I had the feeling that it wasn't necessary to take me there. Again, very quickly we were there. However, I had the impression that the hospital should look like it does on Earth. I had my own idea of what a hospital would look like, but it didn't look like that at all. It was a magnificent, long building with lots of columns and a beautiful, long corridor. I thought, it's so nice to walk around here. On both sides of this corridor were beautiful flower beds. There is no such thing in the hospital, I thought. And those wonderful windows, they glowed in all colors. Well, I thought, if they call it the hospital, I just don't understand it. Well, I was ready to experience and see what was the. Then these three figures, whom I had secretly feared, came after me and opened the large gate of the house for me. Their first words were, come into this house and get some rest." I had barely taken a few steps into this magnificent garden when beings came hurrying towards me again. They asked if they should take anything from me, if I had any luggage or extra clothes. See the answer to the question. "No," I thought, "what kind of luggage should I have? When you go to the afterlife, you don't have any luggage." I didn't know what they meant by this luggage and the clothes. I only had what was hanging on my spiritual body, I had nothing else. What did they want to wear? Franzi said, "You'll find out about it later, don't worry about it now." And as he said these words, someone else came up to me. I didn't even have the opportunity to enter the house, I was so to speak besieged, and then they brought me something to drink and said, "Brother, you must be hungry or thirsty, come, we'll give you some refreshment," and he offered me some. Franzi nodded at me, "Just take some, it will do you good." Then I thought to myself, here, in this kingdom of God, do you still have to eat and drink? I imagined it differently. And I took this drink. It was a bit bitter, but I liked it and I had the feeling that it would strengthen and cheer me up. Then suddenly I thought to myself, I have now entered the kingdom of God so quickly. How will people judge me? I always had something like a secret fear of these three distinguished figures behind me and I thought, they know everything about my life. I can't fool them, they know everything, and so I was a little afraid. But Franzi cheered me up, "Don't worry. Everything will be fine, everything will be fine." After all, you were a good person, you were a good person, don't worry. Yes, that's what you say, Franzi. But what do those who are left behind do and what do they say? Where do they get their bread from now? And my old parents? And I suddenly became worried. Come now, come now. He said, go on. And they led me around the house and I saw beautiful halls, I didn't yet know how they were used. But then they led me into a room. It was flooded with light. There were two beds in there, two people were sleeping on them, and someone was keeping watch next to them. Franzi said, do you see the third, empty bed here? You can lie down there, come now. And I looked behind me to see if these three figures were following me, and they were indeed behind me. I found that the most eerie thing was that they didn't talk to me. I would have preferred it if they had said to me, Philip, what have you done wrong? God will punish you. I would have preferred to hear that rather than just following me around and being so insecure. But Franzi consoled me and said, I'll stay next to you now. Just as I keep watch over the others, I'll keep watch over you too. You know me, I was Franzi. Oh yes, I said, you were a good guy too, and so I lay down. Then one after the other of these nobles came and took my hands. Each of them folded them and prayed with me. I just had to hear the beautiful words they spoke. There was such warmth in this prayer, in this intercession to God for me, that I longed to be led by them again, to be accompanied by them in prayer again. When the last person had folded my hands and prayed with me, I felt so blissful, all fear left me, no worries weighed on me anymore. Yes, I had left my loved ones behind and I knew that they were crying for me. Yes, I knew it, but the three who had prayed with me promised to look after my loved ones. They would visit them, they told me as they said goodbye, they would make sure that they had their daily bread. I should now rest. So I was ready, I just gave myself over. It became clear to me, these were spirits of God, angels of God. They had folded their hands with me, they had prayed with me, so I couldn't be feeling bad anymore. I had gained confidence in them, because their faces were no longer stern, I saw their countenances so full of kindness and love, and I had the feeling that I could not worry. Franzi now said to me, now you try to sleep, but before you fall asleep, you need a drink. They brought me something else to drink, but it was something completely different from before. It had something bitter in it. But Franzi said, it is good if you drink this, you will sleep wonderfully. And if it is not enough, if you cannot sleep with this drink, then you will be given something else. You must sleep, Philip, you must. You can now recover, I will watch over you, and the angels will look after you. I had the feeling that I could sleep well. After this somewhat bitter drink, I felt tired and fell asleep. I did not know how long I slept. Later Franzi woke me up again and said to me, that's enough now. You slept well, you slept for a long time, and I was always loyally by your side. And when I looked around, I was all alone with Franzi in this room. The two I had seen earlier when I came in were gone, the beds empty. Franzi explained to me, soon others will come who need rest and will take the place. Then I wanted to know from Franzi, why did I have to sleep, you know, he said, such a sudden farewell always leaves something behind. Suddenly you have pangs of conscience, you become worried about those who stayed behind. You cannot fulfill the tasks that are imposed on you because of all the worries and fears, you are drawn too strongly and too often by the tears of those left behind. And so time has passed, they have cried for the person who has passed away, and after a certain time they have recovered, they have found their way again. Then you are no longer drawn so much by the grief and tears of those left behind, and so you can better pursue your tasks in the world beyond and fulfill them. Yes, I said, but surely I am allowed to know how my family are doing, they have found their way. Franzi said to me, they have all found their way. You know, you were promised here, and the three angels have made sure that your old parents continue to get their bread and that some sunshine has come back into the house. Everything is going well, when the opportunity arises, we will take you there. But now don't worry and try to fulfill your tasks. So what tasks do I have to do? And I wanted to know, is this house called a hospital just because you sleep in it?
Yes, said Franzi, it is called a hospital. But you know, it's like this, for you, this drink was enough, but not for everyone. Many people take it and yet they cannot sleep, they are still full of fears, they are still worried about those left behind, they cannot yet accept that they are in the kingdom of God. And then those helpers who are in this hospital are necessary.
There are doctors here.
Doctors, I said, what do you need doctors for?
With God, you don't need doctors.
Yes, he said, we need them here too, especially for those who died a quick death, because the soul has to find its way, and that is not a given.
It depends, he explained to me, on what kind of relationship you had with God and his world during your lifetime, whether you had a relationship of trust with him or whether it was all alien to you and you don't want to accept it. What happens when someone can't sleep because of all the worries and fears?
I wanted to know.
And Franzi explained, these doctors are trained to do that.
I can't do what they can for you. I can't provide you with that service, that's what a doctor is for. He's an angel of God who is his helpers. And they will put someone like that to sleep with gentle force, so to speak.
With gentle force, how does that work?
I wanted to know.
We have other things that are available to those who cannot be calmed down, but who are worthy of having this service provided to them. There are means by which they can be put to sleep. Just as people have their means of putting sick people into anesthesia, there is something similar in the spiritual realm. They are put into this sleep with gentle force because they absolutely have to rest. And during this time when they are sleeping, a guard is next to them and angels of God come again and again to check on them. If it becomes necessary, these angels will stroke the forehead of this sleeping spirit being with their precious oils, they will rub their hands with balm. That is what the angels of God do, Franzi explained to me.
You know, that is the kingdom of heaven. Here you stand up for others, here you have to serve others, and together you have to move upwards towards God, step by step. But you can only get closer to God if you have this harmonious mood in your inner being, this balance, this peace and this desire for nothing else but God, for Christ, to serve them, to work for them, and you have complete trust in them. You have to be able to have this feeling, then things will improve ever faster. He went on to explain to me, the more you are connected to the earth, the further you are from God, and the less possibilities to enter into his service. Then you enter into the service of the people of the world, and you do not help yourself. But you must enter into the service of God, you must enter into the great family, into the community with Jesus Christ.
Yes, I listened in amazement, I had the feeling that there was still an infinite amount to be explained to me about this new world.
Then one of these three angels said to me, Philip, get up and leave the house. Your friend, whom you had on earth, Franzi was meant, will guide you. And so we went. I thanked everyone I saw, I had the feeling that I owed thanks to everyone I met. I had barely left the room when others were escorted in. I was able to see how my bed was occupied again and someone lay down who was full of grief. He cried, really cried, because he couldn't understand that he was now in a new world, far from his family, and had left everything behind. But he too was comforted by a good friend and had to lie down to sleep. I was allowed to see this. Now it was clear to me that this peace and this wonderful atmosphere could only be found in this house. Because I still remembered the path I had taken, there had also been some activity on the way to the hospital, because I had heard words being called to me from all sides, and I saw other things going on too. I was now supposed to be put to work, and Franzi said, come to my house first, because I have a house for myself. Then I wanted to know, what are you doing anyway? I have no idea what life in the afterlife is like. And Franzi answered, it is just as varied as the life of people on earth. You can do a job here that is just as varied as that of people on earth. But I wanted to know what he was doing. And he explained, look, I have now received you, And I would like to tell you that I have been taken away from my work for this. You know, I carved a lot during my lifetime, you know, it was our income on the side. And here in the spirit realm I also have the opportunity, but here I don't carve wood, I have stones at my disposal, and I can shape them by striking and hewing them and making shapes out of them. I have my teachers for that. You already know, this suits me a bit, said Franzi. Well, what kind of work do they have for me? And Franz said, yes, you have the choice. You can also choose how you want to keep yourself busy, perhaps in a similar way to me. Or do you perhaps want to put yourself entirely at the service of others? And Franzi explained to me, you see, when I was at work, and he showed me a large stone structure that I couldn't really imagine what it would become, those three people you were so afraid of came to me and they said to me, be ready, a friend of yours is coming, but I didn't know who yet, and I had to be ready. I had stopped doing my work and was keeping myself ready, so to speak, so that they could come and get me. They hadn't been able to explain to me exactly when the opportunity would arise. Then they took me away and led me near the mountains. And they led me to meet you with these three angels of God. We came to your house and accompanied you from your house all the way up the steep path. We were always ready to hold you, to lift you up, that is, to lead you, into the spiritual realm of God. And then I wanted to know, well, couldn't you have prevented it? No, he said, it was destiny. We weren't allowed to prevent it. We knew that you were going down this path and that you would come, and so we were simply ready, ready to take you in and lead you in. I had it good, they had accompanied me and I had found a wonderful reception. Then I made the actual decision that I would much rather work in the same way that Franzi had put herself at my service. I also wanted to put myself at the service of a being in the spiritual world, or perhaps at the service of a person, if I could get the approval of the higher spiritual world. And so I started talking to these three angels, because they were, so to speak, my guiding spirits. They had suggested that I could go to those people who were sick in bed and spending their last hours on earth. I could sit next to them and pray with the spirit of the sick person or simply pray for them and implore God's grace and mercy for them. The angels said that I should do it in a similar way to how they had prayed with me when I was lying on that resting bed in the world beyond. Yes, that had been such a delight, such a blessing for me. I had decided to do it. I wanted to pray with those who were dying if I could. I wanted to pray alone, with my own strength. I wanted to make contact with the spirit of the dying person and pray with him, just as I could. I also wanted to be ready, if I were allowed, to stand by somewhere if someone were to die a sudden death, I would also guide him. But I also wanted, if I received word that someone was coming, to pray for them in the last days of their earthly life. I wanted to be able to accompany these people in their everyday lives and to point them to the higher life, to guide them, so to speak, to pray with them. I wanted to pray for them and to maintain contact, to speak to the spirit that is still in the human body and to make it clear to it, soon we will stand hand in hand together in the kingdom of God. This permission was given to me and so I fulfill my task in this way. My activity is very varied. One time I find my place with a lonely person. I pray for him. I beg God for mercy. I pray in the name of the Savior Jesus Christ and I pray in his name that God may be merciful to him, may he receive him, may forgive him. That is how I did it one time and the other time I tried to talk to the human spirit, to make him aware of the last hours of his life and to pray with him. So I have many opportunities to fulfill my service and I still do it and it makes me happy. In this way I stand in God's order and fulfill my service to my neighbor. And just as I was guided, just as I was shown mercy and compassion, I also want to guide others and pray for them. But I would like to tell you one more thing. Sometimes it is hard. Sometimes a person is not pleasing to God. He has not lived a good life. Then I am made aware of his purification, of the distress that awaits him. But through my prayer, through my sacrifice, I am allowed to guide him, to comfort him. I can be his comforter in his place of distress, and then repeatedly make him aware of the love and glory of God and of the grace that will also reach him, that he just has to wait until this grace comes to him. This is how I fulfill my task. And as is so common with us, we say, the people who live on earth are attached to their lives, to their environment, to what they themselves have perhaps created. They do not want to separate from this earthly world, they do not want to separate. They always want to be human. Only when they have grown old and their bodies become a burden to them do they change their mood and are ready to go, but it takes a long time until that time. Those who are in the prime of their life, who are doing well, they do not want to die, they do not want to. And they do not want to be satisfied in the early days in the world beyond. That is why they need this care. People do not want to die. And what is it like in the beyond? When they have integrated themselves and they feel happy in the big, beautiful, harmonious family, then they no longer want to leave. But when they are told, now it is almost time, you must achieve more. Your current position is not enough, you must now enter a new life on earth, then they say, no, not yet, not yet. Leave me here, don't let me go. I don't want to go back to earth. Let me be here after all. Some things have to be gently put to sleep again, in preparation, for the new earthly life, because they have adapted to the spiritual world, because they like this world, and because the other world is uncertain, because they don't know what's going on. Because those on the other side know about the dangers, about the temptations that exist on earth, and that you can fall so quickly and lose something so quickly. And in the spiritual realm you can have had a good time. So you worry about losing what you have acquired if you fail as a human being and have not lived your earthly life properly, because nothing of what you experienced in the kingdom of God, in your family, has penetrated. For nothing will come to his mind as a human being, because he must begin anew, because he must prove again what his desires are, whether he is truly solid in the depths of his soul. Whether he is truly plagued by a longing for God, for his holy world, for the King of the Spirit world, for Jesus Christ. That is how it is, dear brothers and sisters. Neither here nor there do they want to leave the world they are in. And so a force often comes that forces them to leave their world in order to then enter a higher life, to take a higher level and to advance more quickly. People may be pained when something happens in the way that it happened today. In the kingdom of God it is not like that. The people concerned will come to God more quickly, they will be received and guided. They will be taken to hospitals, put to sleep, and then, when peace has come over those left behind and their tears no longer roll down their cheeks, it will be a time of awakening. And they will judge everything from a different perspective and face the new life differently. So I was allowed to speak these words to you. And I would now like to implore God's blessing for all of you, that you will be protected from every hardship, from all distress, from misfortune. May the strong hand of God lead you, that you may get blessing, that what harms you is taken away from you and that what is good for you is brought to you. May God's holy will be done in heaven and on earth, everywhere. Greetings. Joseph, greetings. I am Joseph. Dear brothers and sisters. Do you have any questions you would like to ask me about the explanations that were given? (288) Dear Joseph, the controlling spirit Felix said at the beginning that Philip's experience report was selected because of today's plane crash. It was also pointed out in the story that Franzi was made aware of Philip's approaching earthly death at an early stage. Was this also the case with today's plane crash? Joseph, it is usually the case that such events are already known in the spiritual world a few days in advance and that the helping spirits, the missionary spirits, are then also ready to take in these souls. So then we would have to assume that this was a shared fate? Joseph, yes. Can we assume that among the many who were brought together in this way, one or two were affected who should actually have been called away a little later? Joseph, yes. Time obviously doesn't play the same role for us as it does for you. We don't have your concept of time. It could well be that one or the other would have encountered a misfortune perhaps half a year or later.
So it's not so limited to days and minutes. Do you have any further questions?
Dear spirit friend Joseph, at the beginning, when Philip came into the spiritual world, he was asked about his luggage and his excess clothes. Does the luggage mean the burden that some returning home bring with them into the afterlife?
Joseph, yes.
Dear Joseph, we know from many stories and explanations that some angels are present at a person's deathbed,